This morning we're joined by local clinical mental health expert. Her name is Jane Armstrong. She's a part of the Royal Perth Bentley Group. Welcome, Jane. Good morning.
Hello. Take two. Let's try that again.
We're here and we're on board. This year marks the 35th Mental Health Week in Australia. What is Mental Health Week all about?
Mental Health Week is really about raising the profile of mental health and reminding people really to look after their mental health and those of each other, really. This year, I guess, the theme is strengthening our community, live, learn, work and play. And it's really, I think, relevant to the fact that for Perth and WA, we're coming out of, the COVID scary times, and connection. I think connection is the key here for everybody's mental health.
World Mental Health Day is this Saturday, and Sunday marks the start of Australian Mental Health Week. The theme for Mental Health Week in 2020 is strengthening our community, live, learn, work and play. Why is this community approach to mental health and wellbeing so important?
Look, I think it's never been more important than it has this year. A lot of people I speak to say that they have managed to survive the isolation and the stress of COVID because of their community. There's all these sayings, it takes a community to raise a child, it takes a community to support someone through a crisis. It actually really, really does. Community and connection is so, so important for our mental health.
Absolutely. Looking after our mental health is important to our overall health, of course. What are some ways we can take care of our own mental health and well-being?
Lots and lots of me time. I've said it before, go out and hug a tree. Get some fresh air, get some exercise, eat well, sleep well. Connection. Invest your time in relationships and connecting with people, connecting into your community. Do volunteer work. Try and link in with groups that do mindfulness and meditation, things like that. So really it's look after yourself, but then connect as well.
So connecting with people, a bit of me time, getting some vitamin D or hugging a tree. The relationship between mental health and alcohol and other drugs, on the other hand, is complex. How may drugs and alcohol affect our mood and overall mental health?
Well, we do know that things like drugs and alcohol can, whilst they may make you feel good initially, they will actually have a really huge deleterious effect on your mood. So it can lead to things like depression, anxiety, and then substances can also lead to more insidious mental health issues like psychosis and things like that. And really, alcohol, moderation, it doesn't need to be done in excess all the time.
Absolutely. As always, everything in balance, I'm sure, would not go astray in these tough times. We've already spoken about community relationships and how this helps build a strong foundation for the community's well-being. 2020, on the other hand, has been an unusual year and quite challenging for so many. How important is it for our mental health that we stay connected with our friends and family?
It is absolutely vital. It is absolutely vital. One of my mentors always told me that the way around mental unhealth is connection. Stay in touch with people that you love and adore and who love and adore you, and which was particularly difficult during COVID because a lot of people could only connect via FaceTime or phone or text or anything like that. But physical touch is also really, really important. It's important to check in with people, make sure they're going okay. It really is connection.
Absolutely. We're coming off the back of Are You OK Day last week, and we've basically, we're reiterating more or less the ideas of connection and community connectedness and whatnot, and checking up on close friends and family. If I am or someone I know is struggling with mental health, what services and programs are available?
Look, my always first thing is checking with your GP. Always check in with your GP at first link. Have a chat with someone who you trust. It's also really important to get out of your head. Sometimes one of the worst things we can do is get stuck in the rabbit hole of our thinking. And the only way to do that is to talk to someone. From there, you've got loads and loads of links online. You've always got Lifeline. There's Beyond Blue website. Oh, goodness, there's lots and lots of resources that we have out there, but speak to someone. It has to happen.
Such an important day this Saturday, World Mental Health Day, and next week, Australian Mental Health Week. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Jane, and best of luck next week.
Absolute pleasure. You take care.
Thank you. On the record. Clinical nurse specialist from the mental health division within the Royal Perth Bentley Group, Jane Armstrong, talking all about Mental Health Week next week and International Mental Health Day this Saturday. If you'd like to learn more all about appropriate services that are available, you can head to the Healthy WA website and also the Are You OK website, spelt literally R-U-O-K. You can learn all about the services and programs that are available to seek help yourself or somebody you know. Also,